Psalm 132. Let us pray it with Jesus. It's a ceremonial chant recalling the transfer of the Ark to David's city. An account can be found in the second book of Samuel, chapter 6. And then the Ark is taken to the temple. The first book of Kings, chapter 8. It recalls the link between David's desire to build God a house and God's promise to build a house, that is, a dynasty for David. And that account is found in the second book of Samuel, chapter 7. The transfer of the Ark to Jerusalem is being recalled and perhaps ceremonially reenacted. Ephrathah, in verse 6, is the region of Bethlehem, just south of Jerusalem. David came from this area. Yerim, which is mentioned in verse 6, refers to Kiriat Yerim, where the ark was installed after being captured back from the Philistines. And that account is in the first book of Samuel, chapter 6. So let's look at the psalm. O God, remember David and the many hardships he endured, and how he swore an oath to you, O mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or lie down on my bed. I will not close my eyes, nor will I sleep till I find a place for Yahweh, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard of the Ark in Ephrathah, and we found it in the fields of Yerim. Let us go to God's house. Let us kneel at God's footstool. Rise up, O God, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be properly attired, and your faithful shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not deny audience to your anointed one. You once swore to David, and you do not break your word, a son of yours I will set on your throne. If your heirs keep my covenant and the decrees that I've made, their sons also forevermore will sit on your throne. God has chosen Zion for his residence. This is my resting place. I have chosen to live here forever. I will bless it abundantly. Its poor will have food. Its priests I will clothe with salvation. Its faithful will shout for joy. Here David's stock will flower. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will cover with disgrace, but on him the royal crown will shine. The faithful, mentioned in verse 9, the Hebrew word is hasidim. The hasidim are those who welcome God's chesed, God's covenant love, and are faithful to the covenant. Verses 11 to 12 give a powerful affirmation of faith at a time when there was no king in Judah. God's promises are always unconditional. However, they're effective only when welcomed. And this involves, as in this psalm, an if if your heirs keep my covenant and the decrees that I've made. The writers of the New Testament saw this promise realized in Jesus, the son of David. In his address on the feast of Pentecost, Peter stated, this is in Acts chapter 2, since he was a prophet, David knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Let the entire house of Israel, says Peter, know that God has made Jesus both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified.